You know, I used to watch the body cam videos on Live PD body cam, whatever the name of it is. But now I've been watching the body cam videos of just regular people that's just going to the police station requesting body cam video because it's public information and just uploading it to YouTube. And these videos are way more uncut than something that you would see on a TV show. Even though, you know, some things are redacted, but it's wild stuff. And I'd be thinking how embarrassing for some people. You know what I mean? Like, if you get pulled over for DWI, which you shouldn't be driving and drinking in the first place, and then all your coworkers and everybody know you gotta see you getting arrested, all the people that get caught for shoplifting and all the kind of stuff, you spread all over the internet with people on there talking trash about you and stuff. You would figure that things like this might kind of detour, you know, people from doing crime, but it doesn't. And shoot, I'm not one to judge, to be honest with you, because everybody messes up. I wouldn't want to be on. I wouldn't want to be caught on a body cam on no daggone internet. I don't want to be caught on no kind of camera on the internet, to be honest with you. So sometimes I feel sorry for the people, then other times I don't feel sorry for them, depending on the situation. But you gotta look it up, man. I'm telling you, just, it's everywhere. YouTube has this thing, just like any other social media, if you watch more than like 3 videos about the same thing, next thing you know, they showing you hundreds of videos about it. I might have watched 2 videos about with some body cam, cop body cam videos, next thing you know, they sending me hundreds of them. And it's about any and everything you could possibly imagine. I'm talking about from the most gruesome things you ever seen in your life, to the silliest things, the funny, to outrageous, to, oh my goodness. I mean, some of the stuff, thank you, Jesus, that I am a grown man and I ain't see some of this stuff when I was a child. I'm glad YouTube really wasn't a thing when I was younger. It was a thing, but then I didn't have the internet in my house, so I couldn't watch it anyways. So thank God, because if I had seen some of this stuff when I was a child, I would have never went outside. I was so carefree, and I ain't know no better. Now that I done seen some of this stuff on YouTube, and that I done lived a lot of life, ooh, yeah, I'm more, what's the word? I don't even know, man. I look at life a lot differently now that I've seen so many things. I don't put nothing past people, you know what I'm saying? The people that look the most sane might be the craziest people you ever met in your life. Yeah, that's what I've learned from watching some of these videos. Man, the other day I saw a video. It's not funny. It's It's not funny at all. It's just tragic. The lady, it started out like this. It's a 911 call. The lady said, I'm driving down the street and I see a man and he just took looks like a human head out of his car. I said, well, damn. That's how the video starts. She said she saw a man take a human head out of his car. She said, but before he took the human head out of his car, I saw him pull out a big knife and he was hacking at something. And then he took the head and threw it into a bucket. Threw it into a trash can. And then he drug something out of the car and threw that to the side too. He's like, did it look real? She was like, yes, it looked real. Come to find out, the man went crazy and chopped off his wife's head and threw it somewhere. And the body cam video was them arresting him. They showed the body cam video of that, them catching up with him and arresting him. Crazy. See, that's the gruesome, outrageous things that you see on these body cam videos. Like, what? That's crazy, man. Insane, right? And that's light work right there, man. Some of these stuff, it gets worse. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to talk about the worst stuff. But yeah, it gets worse. I gotta stop watching these videos. Man, it makes me what does it make me? It makes me thankful for the person that I am. It makes me pay attention to the people around me and my surroundings at all times. It makes me stay out of trouble. And it's very educational, these videos sometimes, and scary. It's like these body cam videos are like watching an action horror movie, but without a director. This is real life. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Scary shit all the way around. And then I've seen so many of them. And because they're not that long. We're talking about like 10 minutes, 15 minutes a piece. You could sit there for an hour and watch like 7 videos of just crazy, outrageous stuff. A lot of shoplifters. It's a lot of shoplifters, a lot of DWIs, a lot of people getting pulled over and the cops come on there and smell weed, a lot of that, a lot of drug dealers, and then that's the majority of them, shoplifters, drug dealers, DUIs, speeders. Then you got a sovereign citizens that don't want to get out of the car and stuff. And just drunk people in general. Outside of those, that's the majority of them. I'm telling you. 90% of the videos are that right there. And then the other ones are the crazy stuff. Like the dude chopping off his wife's head and stuff. Then you get into the like, just craziness. But they all there, man. It's amazing that they could even put stuff like that out on the internet. But they can. Apparently, because it's there. And I'm talking about, not only is it there, it's hundreds and hundreds of them. And people, and what I always do, I always go to the comments. People be saying the most craziest things in the comments. everything from racist stuff to everything else. People talk crazy in them comments. I never comment, ever. Because, I don't know, man. I'm not. If you say something crazy in the comments, somebody will respond to you. And I don't want to get into that, man. I don't argue online at all. I never have, and I never will get into any kind of debate with a stranger online, ever. It just seems counterproductive and silly to be arguing with somebody I'll never see. You know what I mean? Just dumb. But they fun to read, I give you that. They are fun to read. Just to see what people, if people are thinking the same thing you're thinking. Some of them be funny. Like the other day, I was watching video, and he was arresting this guy. He thought he was a sovereign citizen or something. He said he was a sovereign citizen. And he was like, man, you can't arrest me. You can't arrest me. He was like, man, you violating my Amanda rights. He said, it's Amanda rights. The cop said, Amanda rights. Oh, that made me laugh so hard. He said he was violating his Amanda rights. Who in the hell is Amanda? Man, these people are so funny. So embarrassing, man. I often wonder if these people ever go back and try to look themselves up on the internet to see if they body cam videos on there, because they be acting the fool. And the stupidest part about it is I've seen videos of people kicking the police, spitting at the police, running from the police, fighting the police, punching the police. And then you look later on at the end of the video, they say something like, all charges was dropped. What? All charges was dropped. You spit, fought, kick, all that shit to the police, and they dropped all the charges. The hell is going on? And man, I'd be like, damn, the police did all that work and nothing came of it. Just a waste of their time. All charges was dropped. I see that a lot. And it's real irritating too. The irritating part is that I'm pretty certain if it was me, I'd be in prison right now for that shit. But you get other people and the charges is dropped. And I'm not even talking about a race thing. I'm just talking about just other people in general, because I done seen black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, all types of people get their charges dropped after acting a fool like that. But I have a strange feeling that if it was me, none of my charges would be dropped. Matter of fact, they probably add some to my shit. They probably add some extra charges. Yeah, it's real disheartening sometimes. But I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I have learned a lot. I'm talking about a whole lot from watching these videos. Yes, I have. Most of it hasn't been good things, but it's all been educational. I'll tell you that. If you really want to be entertained, check them out, man. Check him out. You might laugh, cry, and be horrified all at the same time. But you will be entertained.